That's pretty sick.
That is pretty
Speaking of
tight.
the Tokyo partners,
Yeah, dude.
somebody on our Reddit was nice enough to share some pretty breaking news on the Tokyo
He broke
partners.
it, dude.
They've in a Chinese zoo. The Tokyo
There's
partners
so
went to
much
China.
zoo news in fucking Asian news.
Yeah, they don't treat
A lot of
animals.
zoo-related news.
They don't treat animals too great.
The zoos must be wild there. You could probably pay to like kick a kangaroo.
Well, that's what it is. They were throwing rocks at kangaroos.
Just because?
The Tokyo partners showed up. They were there for business, and I guess the Tokyo partners just purchased a bunch of kangaroos, and the kangaroos weren't hopping around.
So they're like, all right, chuck some rocks
So they
at
all started throwing rocks at the kangaroos to make them hop. And like they hurt a couple of kangaroos, so the zoo like took rocks away from around the exhibit. Just Asian people kept
Oh
throwing rocks at the kangaroos,
my
and then they walked a distance to get rocks, brought them back to the kangaroo thing, and started throwing them again.
Any kangaroos die?
Yes,
Did they?
one they broke its foot, and they thought that was the only injury. And then the kangaroo was like hurt for a few days, and they're like, "What's wrong with
Holy
this thing?"
shit.
It had internal bleeding from getting hit with rocks.
All right, so if I'm going to hit you with this question. So there's you got the you have the option of setting up like a Royal Rumble death match kind of thing, but with like the world's poorest people but from different groups of ethnicities. It's like who do you think's going to win that? Like you have like the poorest Asian, you have like poor Asian people, poor black people, poor white people, and just like the
Just a
idiots, the
poor
collective idiots of
idiot
just
race war.
yeah, exactly. Who in the physical battle, who do you think's going to come out on top of that?
Physical fights.
Yeah. Like you can do like a March Madness tourney.
Well, the poor
You can have like
Asians.
shitty Armenians.
Oh, that's where. All right. So
You get yeah, you can
are we
get into
counting
like
them as whites, or are we talking
we're going to
by
go
country?
full multi. We're going to go like the fucking shit Olympics of just like the shittiest of the
The
world.
shittiest Americans are all probably pretty obese.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're in trouble. They're gonna hit charge with their scooters. They're gonna charge into
Sumo
battle.
wrestling.
Nah, they're gonna charge on their scooters.
We got a little rascal
We've
soup up their
yeah.
power scooter.
Are they allowed to use weapons, or is it just hand to hand?
Hand to hand, dude.
All right, so the Chinese are in trouble. Because if you're a poor Asian, you're very malnourished.
True.
Poor black people also are running into obesity.
Yeah.
I think if you're not counting like Slavs as white people.
No, there's not even white. It's just we're gonna go country by country.
Okay, I bet Russia and
Yeah, that'd be tough.
like Chechnyans and like,
They have like fucking braided mullets and shit.
yeah, they'd be tough.
Hockey jerseys, dude.
I mean, Nigeria, you're running into some thick
Get some
bulls coming out of
pirates. You
there.
get some pirates coming hitting the thing from.
Somalia,
Yeah, dude. You got some. You're attacking pirates. They'd be tough
they're
to fight.
skinny though. I don't know,
Yeah,
that's
but they're
tough.
fucking pirates, dude.
Each country's poorest people fighting.
Yeah.
Isn't that what war is, man?
No, it's like the
Isn't that
middle.
exactly
It's each
what war
country's
is,
middle class
dude?
fighting. That's true.
Isn't it the poor against the
I
poor?
guess we would win.
We're number one, dude. America's number
We
one.
fucking win
All
again,
right, so
dude.
if it's country by country, then we get poor black people on our side too.
Nah, that's true.
So we would fuck some people up in America.
True.
We get
But you said our
rednecks.
poor blacks are pretty fat, too.
Yeah, but if we're just because then we can probably count rednecks and black people. We would fuck a lot of people up. America would
Shit.
be a tough customer.
Russia's a tough fucking. I think you're sleeping on poor Asian people, dude.
Poor Asian people are so
They
small.
work with ropes a lot, dude. They're fucking at the docks, dude, pulling
Yeah,
in
but they're
boats of
also like
opium.
5'2".
Yeah, but dude, imagine pulling in that fucking boat
Imagine
of
fucking.
contraband, dude. You're taking like illegal, like reverse engineered fucking knockoff shit all day in a boat and pulling that rope at the docks, dude. Your bare feet are clinging to the
Now,
wood of the
sheer
docks.
numbers, they would be trouble.
You're kicking down palm trees in the fucking Manila, dude. Fucking jujitsu in palm trees.
The numbers, that would be a problem. If this
Yeah.
is hand-to-hand combat, then Asia and India.
True.
Or China and India.
Poor Indians will get grimy on you,
They
too.
will.
They gotta
You saw
watch
them
out,
working in
dude.
that factory, dude. They
You
are
gotta
not
watch
afraid.
out, dude. They'll cut you with some glass or something, dude.
This is good stuff.
It's a shame we can't have all of our poorest fight to the death for us for our entertainment.
I mean, technically, I just did my taxes yesterday.
You'd be at the front lines.
I mean, way in the front with a scooter, dude. I'd be like, come on.
Oh yeah, you think it was a murder, dude? Did you hear about that murder in Center City? The
Heard there's a serial
the
killer in
developer,
Philly.
what?
Yeah,
There's a serial killer? No,
I heard about
this
that.
dude, the developer.
The
Sorry
developer got
about that?
stabbed in the fucking back, bro.
Oh, dude, you read the story?
It's questionable. It's
listen,
insane.
Wait,
I'm gonna
what's the
sound
story?
I'm gonna sound like a real dickhead because this is this kind of stuff that makes me look like a dickhead. I'm gonna preface this by saying, remember a few years ago that kid from Villanova got shot by a Temple law student. It was an Asian guy with a gun.
No, I don't remember that.
An Asian guy with a gun shot?
Yeah, dude. So it was like these like three jacked footballers. And they were like, we're hanging around Rittenhouse. And they walked by some Asian dude with his girlfriend. And they were like, we're fucking catcalling his girl. And then the Asian dude was like, back up. And the one dude got like all... got all fucking meathead hot. Yeah. You know, he was doing pull-ups on scaffolding a few minutes before that.
Really?
Yeah, they had video. On camera? Yeah, they had a video of him doing it.
Holy fuck.
So he got all jacked up, and the Asian dude, like, pulls that piece, and then the dude, like, he's like, fucking try it. I'll fucking
He did that?
And the Asian dude was like, pop, pop, pop. Fucking lit him up.
He did that fucking, he grabbed the gun, put it to his forehead,
like,
and was like,
do it.
You got to kill me, motherfucker. Yeah.
And he's like, okay.
Pop, pop. I will kill you now. You talk to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
He agreed. He definitely fucking nailed him, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he's just like,
he blew he blew a whistle and took out a sword. You know how Asians fight?
Fucking beheaded him, dude. But dude, yeah. So, anyways, in that story, like after that came out, I was like, good. I'm glad that fucking guy.
Yeah,
I'm glad it happened. Not glad it happened, but like that's the outcome. And everybody was like, you're an asshole. I was like, I'm not happy the guy got shot.
Yeah.
But like, this is what happens when you walk around being like, I'm the fucking man. I'm untouchable.
Would you prefer
eventually
that
you run into a fucking Asian dude with a piece who doesn't?
Exactly, dude.
You know.
And you know what? It's funny. That's the most unlikely of people. Usually, think some they guy thought like he was going to be an easy like target, a bigger, badder guy who's going to beat him up one day. Just a small Asian nerd with a gun, just is like pop.
Dude, think how fucking that chick must have been hot as fuck. That Asian must have been one of the coolest Asians on earth.
Yeah,
he's obviously to, the guy's if he's willing to murder in the street.
Yeah,
he must have had the fucking sickest swag. Yeah. Dude,
they dishonored him, dude.
They dishonored him very much.
That's dishonorable. It's very dishonorable.
What do you think the Asian
was
thinking?
Dishonorable.
What do you think
dude?
Was going through his head?
He's like, this is so dishonorable that his ancestors are like, shoot.
Do you think when he you think when he pulled the gun out and made that shing sound like it fucking
it's like when he pulled out in Kill Bill and he just pulled a little bit of the knife out and he goes, shing, pull it out. Yeah, but the white guy's mouth looks like a bad like,
he fucking did one of those.
Like a bad voiceover. It's like, you will now die.
I wouldn't step any closer, sir. Do not.
Some Chinese torture dogs, dude.
You know the Chinese are making fake diamonds at such an alarming rate that like...
diamonds don't matter anymore.
The value's dropping. And it's like De Beers is hiring an expert to try to figure out how to tell the difference. They can't, as of yet, tell the difference.
Dude, De Beers had a good history.
De Beers is fucking...
De Beers is fucking... That's crazy. That company's still allowed
They're
to
exist. They're super evil, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, don't they hoard diamonds and inflate the market rate of diamonds and obviously run diamond mines where people, woo, baby, dude, the De Beers are off to no good.
Yeah,
the Chinese figure out how to manufacture their precious diamonds, dude, and it's like.
The Chinese are wiling out right now.
I mean, that's good timing, though, for people proposing because it's like you could print out a couple of articles and be like, look, I'm not spending $5,000 on a synthetic diamond, babe. I love you that much. I don't want you wearing some Chinese fucking knockoff diamond. Let's just get, like, silicone rings.
Let's just date.
Let's just date forever and not draw up paperwork. Yeah, I love you so much, babe. I don't want to encumber you with this estate.
Yeah, the Chinese, that's... What do you think of the Chinese, dude?
I don't know what the fuck goes on in China, dude. Apparently they're like...
I don't either, dude.
Apparently they have,
wild.
Like... They're setting up the social credit system that is like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
They're rounding up Muslims. They're making fake diamonds, which shout out to them for that. That's
sick.
Good job, guys. Now you save me $3,500 at some point in the future.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, eventually, you know. Yeah, eventually you got to fucking... Nice thing.
Are you proposing right now?
No. That'd be a sick
propose
proposal.
Over the gas.
Oh,
be like,
my God.
Babe, why don't you listen to episode 105? I got to sit through you espousing crazy shit for an hour. Make her really second guess marrying you.
Nah, that's not a bad idea.
It'd be like, well, if you got through that, what do you think?
That should be a proposal, dude. You should just sit in a dark room and just talk into a microphone for 2 hours. And if your bae can sit and listen to it and not just like fire up the Ford Fusion and take off.
My test for that is like, babe, we're going to watch No Country for Old Men tonight.
True.
See how quick that cell phone comes out.
Oh, yeah. It'd
be like, if you love me, you'll watch Chiguer fucking kill this dude.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Instead of checking someone else's Instagram. Who's on there? Who's in your DMs?
Fuck
you
that, dude. Oh my God, I get so jealous. I see Snapchat alert. I do that shit. I'm like, oh, someone, I think someone's Snapchatting. Oh, I don't care. You don't have to check right now.
Yeah, who is it?
I mean, is that someone you know?
I don't remember.
Yeah, dude.
Who's Ryan? Who's Ken? We were down in Princeton. That's where we were.
Yeah.
It's fucking Chinese city, dude.
Princeton?
Every Ivy League.
Yeah, I was just there.
Every Ivy League is Chinese villages, dude.
Princeton's nice as fuck. I didn't remember.
Gorgeous.
I didn't remember so many Chinese.
The Chinese are there. They're all fucking. True. They all go to school there.
I mean, wherever there's learning going on,
the Chinese are fucking. Boy, they love books.
Yeah, they're all over it, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's like when I was on my little Japanimation kick. I noticed that's a fucking common theme in like. We have a lot of our common themes when you watch, like, you know, like Avengers and all that shit. One of their common themes, because I watched a bunch of different shows, is, like, there's this test, and it's a really hard test, and they have to prove that they do well to the master, or, like, they're superior, and there's this test, and they have to, like, figure out what the test is, because it's, like, a tricky – dude, and it's, like, this has been, like, across a bunch of these different shows I watched.
The Chinese have had that.
This is the hardest test, and they'd be sitting there, like –
very difficult to test.
And then, like, when they sit down, they get the little sweat drop, it's like – beep! And they're just like, oh, everybody's going to know that. Dude, it's so fucking funny.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. We went, we got like coffee, a bunch of Chinese just studying.
Cramming for it.
There was also two dorks, an Indian chick and a gay white dude.
Yeah.
And they were like flirting over the topic they were studying. And it was so fucking annoying to listen to. Like, that's what I love about history. It's like a study of like, you know, and they just kept going back and forth with like... jerking each other off with their intellect, and I was just sitting there, just like, you guys. I basically tapped into my ancient warrior.
You should have.
I was like, these guys are gay! She should like me! Why the fuck should like this guy? That's when I went and bought books.
Did you really?
I saw these fucking two hitting it off. I was like, I should read!
That's fucking ridiculous! Yeah, dude, that was my, shit. That's been my shit I'm on.
Yeah. That's good.
Confronting my demons, dude. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, there's people who want to repeal all the affirmative actions. Then it's just like whoever gets in, gets in. It's like.
It's sick. White people pass the baton to Asians on affirmative action.
Well, I mean,
we're like, go, carry the mission. We're defeated. Nike defeated us. Nike's ads brought us down, dude.
There's still hope for you guys.
You guys take it to the finish.
But they're saying that like Asian people knowing this will like go through high school like machines. Like
Matt, come on.
No, the ones who want to get into Harvard can machine out harder to where it's like fiddle lessons, student body, 4.6 GPO. Got
GPO,
that.
Dude. GPA. Got that fucking GPO up to 4.6.
That's why I didn't make it, dude. That's why I passed the baton. I was like, my GPO was too low. Here, Asians, my GPO was
hey, Asians, defeat the blacks for us, would you?
We have bad GPOs.
We're fucking retarded.
Oh, my God. Well, a bunch of those, some of those cases where, like, white people have sued schools, they're like, I know I did better than black people, but it's like there was, like, hundreds of thousands of other white people that would have beat them out anyway. Yeah. So it's like you're not even, like, your grievance, you're at, like, the bottom of that list where, like, the people, there's people above you who beat you out, so it's kind of like a non-issue. But the
Chinese started getting fucking...
Chinese will come in hard, dude, on a high GPO, dude. They'll come in and they'll just have, like... It's almost like... It's apparently a joke. This is what someone was saying, like, within, like the admissions buildings where, like, they'll hear people be like, oh, wow, another fucking Asian who wants to be a doctor with a 4.6 GPA and, like, every single activity you can think of. To where it's a point where, like, Asians think, like, dude, we're doing all the stuff you guys are... But Harvard added a personality aspect to their thing. And Asians like, we're getting fucked on the personality one. And it's like,
what's the personality thing?
It's just like an overall holistic.
Like, do you like hip hop?
It's like an over it's an overall holistic thing of like adversity. Like, are you a boring Asian robot or not? Like,
oh my gosh, Matt.
That's what they're saying. They're being viewed
you're
as
you're saying that.
No, that's what they I read the article.
It literally said, are you a boring Asian robot?
Sort
or
of.
Did you say that?
They're saying they're being stereotyped as like these robots who
dude,
are
the
just
partners
like,
are not gonna be pleased when
no,
they
the
hear
partners
you.
Gonna be they're gonna be nodding their heads, dude. You don't even know about WeChat, bro.
Do you chat with the partners?
You don't know about WeChat. WeChat is like the Asian Facebook. Dude, they're all on it getting fired up about this right now.
They're pissed.
If you put something out on WeChat about like when Jimmy Kimmel said, like had a little kid and the kid was like, we got to kill the Chinese because they're like threatening us. That clip went out on WeChat. And they get – dude, you don't know. The Tokyo partners do get fired up.
Yeah, I know the partners get fired up.
You don't even go on WeChat.
Dude, I don't need WeChat. I ran into them in the back room and we chatted. We sat down. They're like, oh, black people, very mean. I was like, dude, I know.
Dude, see, that's so fun. Well, I didn't tell you this. I have 1% North African in me.
I know. Come on, man.
You can tell. My hair gets curly when it gets long. But anyway, so yeah.
So you have 1% Arab.
So I'm torn between worlds, dude.
Well, one North African, you're Arabic.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tartarian.
No, dude, you're Arabic.
But yeah, so that's
sick. Dude, you're 1% Muslim. That's awesome.
It's, I mean, yeah.
I knew you were.
Who would have thought, dude?
I knew.
Who would have thought I was this diverse?
I knew you didn't have any heroes, so you're making your own.
But yeah, man, that was I don't know how I got into fucking affirmative action, but basically the,
I know how.
Oh,
you and me are two white dudes. Then it all comes back like, you know what? We're getting screwed.
I don't
our
do
Harvard
that.
Admissions, where we should fit.
Well, that's the funny thing. Harvard only accepts like 5% of their applicants. So people are like, this is bullshit. Harvard's not letting us. It's like Harvard's like the least of the fucking problems. Yeah. But they also have a big Harvard also, they came under fire. What the affirmative action thing did bring to light was Harvard's admission process. They have this dean's list thing to where like, the dean can just take interest in certain individuals and it increases your chance of being accepted from 5% to like 45.
Damn.
Typically it's when, you know, when papa fucking
what?
Donates, dude. It's when Dre, dude, gives fucking $10 million to USC. You heard about that?
Yeah.
So, you know.
You're
getting the core of the reactor here, dude. I don't even know. I don't even care about it. I'm not aggrieved by college admissions, but it is.
Nor am I.
It is. The fact that the guy, that fucking dude, got the Chinese involved, dude, was like,
it's awesome. That, well, it is.
But
hypocritical.
It is. It's funny because it is fucking those guys up, and the Chinese are like, dude, they're going on WeChat, and they're like, fuck this, let us in. We're minorities too. We're not going to get fucking kicked out of here. And they're just like, yeah, you're not really the minorities we're thinking about right now. So
yeah, we mean like oppressed minorities, yeah. Not you guys.
Like, you guys are kind of killing
you
it.
You guys
right
have
now?
Been having fun for a while, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Asians, fucking chill out.
Yeah, dude. Try to tell them that. But, dude,
try to tell Asians to chill out.
Harvard's basically trying to do that, and they're not having it. They're going WeChat, and it's just like nothing but all caps fucking Space Invader logos, dude.
Is that what you think the Chinese language is? Space Invader logos?
Imagine, like, just getting, like, seeing me. I don't know. Like, do you like, do that in bold or italics?
No.
Like that, like if you get real mad in Chinese, never, all caps. Like,
oh, can you capitalize?
Can you all caps?
Space Invader?
The wingdings? Yeah.
The wingdings? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I wonder if you can.
I think all of it, no, I think all of it's written. Even when you're angry, it's still written like an elegant haiku.
Yeah.
Like it's definitely like Petal Blossom Falls, the war drums beat.
Wow.
But no, dude, when I was getting
into. I would like to hear more about what the personality test to try to weed out Asians is.
They don't know. They don't say.
It's like, have you ever run across the tops of trees? Do you dance up the step? How do they weed out the Asians? Well, Asians run across trees.
Are you talking about like...
Crouching Tiger.
Crouching Tiger. I thought you were talking about Mulan. I was thinking of the
same thing. It's like, have you ever danced inside of a dragon?
Well, that'd be tough because if they're doing like...
Do you like firecrackers?
Yeah,
do you think firecrackers are like...
hang time could mess up their target population. Like, how long do you float in the air for after you jump? That's going to...
Mm.
That's going to get staticky.
Yeah. But do your legs churn like you're running while you're flying through the air? Because then you're Asian. If you just spread them like MJ.
Do you glide or float should be the question. No, the personality assessment is just like – it's just thing Harvard uses that's super secret. And like it's there's no like rhyme or reason.
And then they time your 40-yard dash.
Yeah. I don't know. You get some fucking speedy. You get some speedy demons, dude.
What? Out of Asians?
You don't think so?
No.
Actually, I want to.
If it was a walking on a sidewalk test,
exactly.
If you're walking class to class, how fast do you get there? The Chinese will fly. Chinese are flying. The class.
I wanted to start whenever in Philly. I wanted to start like a little short web series that you just film pedestrians. I want to start a web series called Asians in a Rush. Dude, when they put the fucking Ford walk on and start, it's so fucking
funny. I see it in New York, dude, when the partners are slammed into a train. When the partners push each other into trains, it's amazing.
Oh, they love it, dude.
Oh,
they love high density.
I went down to fucking Chinatown last week and I trucked Asians.
Why?
Their fucking awareness of social space, of personal space,
well, it's cultural.
Is insane.
Yeah, dude.
I was in Chinatown, so of course there's like, you know, stinks. There's fucking fish just sitting out. There's like...
You're not used to sleep. You never slept in a pod, dude.
No.
If you slept in a pod, you would be crammed in on the fucking...
So you're saying Chinese sleep in pods?
Some of them sleep in pods. They're more likely to have had sleep in a pod than you. Did you ever see that in Japan where like you sleep in like little like... It's like a little beehive where everyone has a little pod and it's like...
No.
Do they not have that? Am I making this up?
What are you saying?
Like a little pod.
What do you mean by a little pod? You keep saying a little pod. I don't know. Like a nice I've dumpling? Seen videos of like the a little internet. Dumpling? A bed dumpling?
No. It's like a little, like, I've seen it in Japan where you can sleep in a little bed pod where it's like a little hotel, but it's like a little 4x4 pod instead of a room. You can kind of like.
I hear you. Yeah, I know what you're talking
up
about.
In your pod. So, yeah. Like, yeah, forgive them if they're going to fucking press up against you, press dude. Up a, press up a pixelated bird up on you, dude.
I'm just a big, sassy man going through Chinatown just bumping into people.
True. That definitely is. You got to watch out as a big, sassy man in Chinatown.
Because, yeah. They just don't even look.
Nah,
just,
you gotta watch.
They're
oh,
all.
You think they're not looking, they're dude? They're coming by you in little fucking. Hits
you think
to
they're
the
straight? No, I
they're
was
slowly weakening you, pressure point by pressure point. They're just you're, next. You know, you pass out in Chinatown. Big trouble in little Chinatown, dude.
So you think the hive mentality from sleeping in the pods? They're all like, there's a big sassy daddy coming through town, dude. We gotta hit him with pressure points.
Oh yeah, dude.
We gotta pressure point.
You're gonna
them
force them into opening up their ports. They want to be isolationists, and you're going to see a
true,
big
I'm
sassy
like,
daddy coming in and like, no. You guys, we need some fucking DVD players in 100 years, dudes. Let's go.
The last time a sassy daddy came to Chinatown.
Take off those Power Ranger clothes and get to fucking work, dude.
So here,
they were playing Power Rangers like 1,000 years having a blast. We're like, come on, guys.
Yeah,
knock it off.
Come on. Stop dressing up. Stop playing with swords. Make us VCRs, you fucking idiots.
And they were like, whoa, we're smarter than you guys are smarter than us. Fuck.
Yeah, but then they got smarter.
They're fucking skyrocketing.
Now we're trying to keep them out of Harvard because they're too smart.
They are too smart. That's according again. People don't like the fucking ethnicity IQ studies, but Asians come up on top. That's when white guys are like, "Well, fucking Asians are smarter than us. Why are we?" And people are like, "Yeah." It's like those studies is like this deal in stereotypes. You're like, "That's not fucking true."
Yeah,
but you know, the IQ studies don't measure potential, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's important.
There's no test that can measure,
especially because. Minorities have never had heroes.
True.
So that's a...
Well,
that's
now that Nike's fucking...
I went on a date with a Chinese woman. And...
what happened? Did you tell her that Eastern
I
thought sucks?
I fucked that up so bad.
How?
That was more of the Coach Corey Wayne shit I did wrong.
What?
God damn it, did. Coach Corey.
Oh, you can't apply
he's
that.
Good. I love you, Coach Corey.
What did you do? Oh, you didn't do the Coach Corey
I didn't know
stuff.
That. Yeah,
what
right.
did you do with the Chinese?
Over-pursued, and then, like, I got into this thing where she was going to be, like, not available for a month. So then I was like trying to push. I was just like, you know, I think I like you more than you like me.
No.
Then,
oh, God. Kirby's dried my pussy up.
Yeah.
Because I was like, dude, I had no fucking clue what I was doing.
Yeah.
But anyway, she was really cool. And what happened with her, though, is in China, in order to.
Oh, she was full from China.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
And she,
damn,
she wanted
nice,
to be a
babe.
Mathematician.
You
so
thought,
bad.
You thought that girl's
a
butt
mathematician?
Stung?
She wanted to be a mathematician. She was like really
wait,
good at it.
This Asian was good at math?
So she's really good at it, and that's what she wanted to be. But in her province, you have to take a test.
Yeah.
And only the people that scored like the top 10 out of this massive province
go
to the school for math that she wanted to go
good.
To. Okay. She scored 11th. And then, so she got assigned to study.
It's actually pronounced a Revanth.
Study English literature.
What?
So she had to study Shakespeare. And then what she did was applied to Temple to get in there and on like for Shakespeare something or other. And then switched to math while she was at Temple.
Good for her.
Real quick.
Yeah, that's
back to
bullshit.
This Chinese you were getting with.
Yeah, no. That's
she
really
became.
It just reminded me.
She became a mathematician.
Yeah,
they made her study Shakespeare.
Right.
Did she know her Shakespeare?
A little bit. She hated it.
Oh, you know how hard it'd be to fucking read that shit. If you're
a to be or a not a to be. That's a question. That's a very good question. Are you being or not?
Dude, that must have been so hard for her to put her math. She probably still got knocked it out of the park, but if she has like a math brain, she had dedicated her math brain
exactly.
to Shakespeare. Ooh.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, certainly America is not perfect.
A lot of L's in Shakespeare.
But to have a place where you are not maximizing people's...
Yeah, that sucks, dude. Oh, yeah, where you're just forcing people to do the bullshit.
Yeah. It's just like, all right, they missed out on that. That mind, there's another one gone from that stupid...
Yeah. You know. It's happened to me in school.
Yeah,
I got forced into some fucking bullshit, dude. School in general.
Yeah.
I should have been out doing other stuff.
So you like the American school system?
No. I think I'm becoming more concerned about this, especially as like my niece and nephew get older and they're like, they're learning on their own And then they're going to go sit in a class and be forced to listen to stuff that they don't care about. I just think it's like,
man, our school system sucks. Religion sucks. Our government sucks.
You just know everything.
You just
sucks.
Know everything.
I don't know anything.
I hate big government.
No, I don't know anything. You know-